Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Throughout the late 2000s and early 2010s, a video game development company known as Twisted Pixel Games made a name for themselves on the Xbox Live Arcade, famous for making rather quirky and slapstick games like Explosion Man, Comic Jumper, and Loco Cycle. But one of their most overlooked titles is the very first original game they made, a cartoonish sci-fi game known simply as The Moor. The Moor released on Xbox 360 in early 2009 and was ported over to Windows computers a couple of months later. The game's story starts with a humanoid alien boy named Frank, being captured by galactic bounty hunters and imprisoned on a spaceship filled with many other captive alien creatures. But soon after, he makes friends with the game's titular character, the Moor, a purple slime alien with a singular eye and a rather wide mouth with rows of sharp teeth. The pair escape from their captivity rather abruptly, as the ship they were on suddenly crash lands, breaking them and all the other alien creatures out from their cells. As the pair roam the foreign planet together, it becomes clear that the Moor has a rather voracious appetite, often eating the different alien creatures he sees, gradually growing in size the more he eats, and he is even able to inherit the abilities of some of the creatures he eats. Because of this, the Moor can be described as a puzzle platformer game with some action elements thrown into it, as practically all the levels in the game require you to progress in a certain way. For example, in one level, the Moor cannot go past a wall of shouting plants, as he's too small and too afraid of them, but even growing him to the same size as the plants isn't enough, and he'll continue to run away from them. And so, the solution to this problem is by locating a special alien creature that must be defeated first, so that the Moor can eat it and inherit its power. In this case, the ability to breathe fire, which is used to burn down the shouting plants in the way of the level's exit point. But compared to this, the later levels in the game have much trickier puzzles to complete, all revolving around the power of the special alien creature the Moor copies found in each level. The game later received additional downloadable content, including three extra levels to the game. The Moor was generally well received by many reviewers, and later went on to sell over 200,000 units, a couple of years after its initial release. The Moor character later made a cameo appearance in Twisted Pixel's following game, Explosion Man, and he even made a rather unexpected cameo appearance in the indie game Dust, an Elysian Tale. Due to the success of Twisted Pixel's games, they were eventually bought by Microsoft Studios in late 2011, and their game Loco Cycle was one of the featured titles for the launch of the Xbox One in 2013. However, it was later announced in 2015 that Twisted Pixel had separated from Microsoft and became an independent studio once again. But rather unexpectedly, it was announced in 2021 that the company had been acquired by Meta, formerly known as just Facebook, the company also behind Instagram and WhatsApp before they rebranded into Meta, likely due to Twisted Pixel's previous work making virtual reality games prior to the buyouts. The most recent game they had produced since then was Marvel's Deadpool VR late last year. But unfortunately, this was the end of the road for the studio. Because as of January earlier this year, Twisted Pixel was shut down alongside two other game studios acquired by Meta, due to Meta imposing mass layoffs on the virtual reality side of their company. So it goes without saying, this is truly an awful way for any development studio to end, being acquired by a larger company, only to be underutilized and eventually closed down without a second thought, all for the sake of mitigating financial losses. But rather than ending this on a downer, I'd like to say that Twisted Pixel was truly one of the most unique independent game studios of its day, making their very titles with their own game engine. And I very much enjoyed playing their first game, The Moor, back when it first released during the latter part of my childhood. Join me again next time